Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office. It's November 3rd, 2011. While women represent an increasingly larger share of the total U.S. workforce, their average pay has been and remains lower than that of men. A group led by Andrew Sherrill, a director in GAO's Education, Workforce, and Income Security team, recently reviewed the differences in representation, characteristics, and pay among women and men with less education and low wages. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Andrew to learn more.
This report builds on GAO's body of work looking at the difference between men's and women's pay in the workforce. Can you talk about what you focused on particularly in this report?
That's right. Last year, we issued a report on women in management in which we compared women and men to see to what extent they're represented in management, their pay levels, et cetera. This report we're issuing today is a bookend to that. This report focused on women's progress in the workplace compared to men for two less advantaged populations. First, less educated workers, those with a high school degree or less, and second, low-wage workers, which we defined as those earning in the bottom 20% of hourly wages.
For the low-wage workers, what did you find that the differences are between men and women currently?
We found that women have made progress in earning higher wages over the last three decades, but that they remain overrepresented among workers who earn low wages. In 2010, women were about 49% of the total workforce, but constituted 59% of the low-wage workforce. But we didn't find any differences between men and women in this group in terms of pay differences, in part because the minimum wage provides a floor. When you shift and look at the weekly earnings of men and women in this group, we did find some differences. And that's in part because women's weekly earnings were less than for men on average, because women are more likely to work part-time. In this low-wage group, 41% of women work part-time compared to 26% of men.
And for women and men who are in the group considered to have less education, what differences did you identify?
Our key finding was that women with a high school degree or less earn lower wages than men who have a high school degree or less. And this is the case even though women in this group had greater high school graduation rates than men and were on average about 3 years older than men. The key part of the explanation is that women tend to work in occupations and industries that pay lower wages than in those where the men worked. For example, the largest industry for women was healthcare and social assistance, where women earned about $14 per hour. In contrast, two of the industries that have sizable percentages of men, construction and transportation, men earned more than $19 an hour. We also found that even when less educated women and men worked in the same broad industry or occupation, women tended to earn less on average as well. However, when we looked over time, we saw that pay differences have decreased somewhat. In 2000, less educated women earned 81 cents for every dollar that less educated men earned after we adjusted for different factors that can affect pay. Compare that to 2010, where we found that the pay difference had decreased by 5 cents, down to 86 cents on the dollar for every dollar earned by men.
In terms of women's representation in the workforce, how have you found that the situation has changed over the past 30 years?
As the workforce has grown over that period of time, women have represented an increasingly larger share. Women now constitute nearly half of the workforce, which is an increase of about 6 percentage points over the last 30 years. Also, over this 30-year period, women have surpassed men in obtaining high school diplomas and college degrees. For example, younger women, those aged 25 to 34, now complete high school and college at somewhat higher rates than men. And we found that education plays an important role in reducing the likelihood of being low wage.
For people interested in the trends around pay disparity between men and women, what's the bottom line of this report?
The bottom line is that while women have made progress over time in both wages and education levels, we still find that there's differences in pay, for example, between less educated men and women, and also women being overrepresented among low-wage workers. And these raise questions about to what extent the remaining pay differences that we find are due to the choices women make, for example, balancing work and family responsibilities, and to what extent they might be due to other factors like barriers or discrimination that women encounter.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.